The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you where I come from.
What's goody goody, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Kiko. You're tuning to Mochev Business. This is number 101. And we're going to have a great show today. And you know, shows for entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, authors, anyone with something to promote, you can call us at 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318 to promote what we got going on. And so I put out, I know the show is tonight, so we'll see who will be calling to the show tonight. And you know, as always, I always promote, you know, businesses, you know, they can't be a show, can't make a show, put it. And one of those businesses is Gigi's Products. As always, I'm going to show you the Gigi's Products. She got some new products, and they are, just give me a minute. Just give me a minute, and I will see what those products are. I just have to pull up her page. Product is, it was she had mahogany antique wood sidebar wax melts, what else she had, she has watermelon wax melt, watermelon wax melt. Her newest product She has red velvet. Now, I've never seen this by any other company with Gigi's products. She has red velvet. Are you hearing music? Because her video has music. And, so, one of her newest products, because she's always coming up with new products, other than that music, has velvet cake. Yes, it's a very addictive wax melt. So this is red cake wax. She's always coming up with new products. You can hit her up on Facebook through her page, Gigi's Products. That's G-E-E Products. And search on Facebook. You can hit her up, let her know you want to buy. Because you can go to her website, ggsproducts.com. And just in case it's not on her website, you can order it from her directly by going to the Gigi's Products page on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. All you gotta do is go to those websites, the Gigi's Products. Okay, another one. Okay, let me come out of here. Yep. So you just, like I said, touch her, and you know, tell her what you want. I'll see you, give her your information. She'll get it out of you. And, every other week, she's working on new stuff. And she makes a post about it on Instagram, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I don't know why Twitter came in my head. But yeah, that's what she does. So that's my here, Gigi's Products. We're always here at Rose Garden Radio. When we do the promotion business show, we will always go Gigi's Products. Now, next thing I'm going to say, so, you know, when you read the info about the show, it says entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, authors. So now we're going to get into authors. My sister, as you know, her and 10 women were part of a book called Your Time Sis. And, you know, they were on Roll the Sun Radio telling their story and promoting the book. She was on the last promotion business show in December talking about the book and stuff. Well, you know, at that time, they had a special for $2.99 for the version. And it was $2.99 for the Kindle version. I don't know what it is now, but she had a physical copy. So now there are hard copies of the book now for those who like to read the hard copies of books instead of, you know, putting it on the Kindle, the hard copy book. And she has some, but I think she sold out because she had a few copies of the hard copies, and I think she sold out. But you can go to Amazon, get the Kindle version, or go to Amazon and get the hard copy. It's Your Time, Sis. Yep. Good time, sis. And it's safe presented by Shaquan Hoke and forward by Tamika Hall. Yep. And yep. So, you know, these are women sharing their testimony. You know, things they've been through in life, the violence, you know, their mental health, a lot of things they've been through in their life, you know, they've overcome it, sharing their testimony. That's what this book is about. And like I said, not everybody's story. I read my story, I read Shaquan's story, and one lady's story. And, you know, yeah, so, yeah, the book is called Time, Sis. Amazon. And you will enjoy the book. You know, because you might see yourself when you read a book, not even just a book, when you hear about somebody says, someone shared it with somebody, or you might read an article or somebody sharing their testimony, and you may see yourself in that person. And you may say to yourself, I thought I was the only one. And when you realize, wow, I'm not the only one. And it's like, you and that person can connect on a deeper level. And, and also, you know, that Rosa Stardom and the Folk Feather Foundation has the Help and Access Initiative. You can see the post about it on Rosa Stardom TikTok, on Rosa Stardom Instagram, on Twitter. I'm going to tell you exactly who posted, so let me go. Okay, sorry about that. So this is what was the Help Our Artists Initiative. Sorry for the background noise, but I'm trying to mute the music if I can't. So I'm going to just turn my volume down. So, as Road to Stardom and Black Feather Foundation are teaming up for the Help and Artists Initiative. We are going to help an artist, pin music out. Artists of all genres, welcome. Contact Nika for more info. So, if you're a person who deserves to be an artist, don't have the funds, you know, to put it out, but you very talented because, you know, a lot of people can sing, and then when you hear them sing, you're like, they can't. So, what we want to do is help the artists put out, if you're an artist, you want to help you put out a single. And help you put a single. And by that, doesn't matter what genre you're in, because you play all genres on the station. So, forget about it. We help you put out a single. You automatically get ready your airplay for your single. Now, if you're an artist who's working on an album and Yeah, no, I'm working on that. So we're only helping with a single, but if you can garner enough, we might help you with two songs. And that's what we cut it at, too. So, and how go about doing that? If you go to the online store, blackoakforever.com, that's BLAOKEforever.com, you're going to see, you know, t-shirts, these mugs, notebooks, bags, you're going to see that. Buy an item that will help. That will help towards getting the sale out there. First, we got to find an artist, pick an artist. And it's going to be a song. It's going to be me, Six Eyes. And I was going to be, it might be either a panel of five or a panel of four that is going to decide who's going to get the opportunity to with the help of the Black Power Foundation and Rotation. So it might be, so I'm going to stick with a panel of four because we're going to have music, snippets of you singing. You're going to send an email or a message to Roll to Stardom. You're going to go to Roll to Stardom and send a message. And you're going to, if you can, send a message, you can attach audio, whatever, a singing, a video, whatever. Because they're going to listen. Your name, your name, your name, whatever you perform in. So, if you ask our say, my name is Susan. I'm a gospel artist. Like, all genres are welcomed because I'm going to start a day. We play everything. And so you automatically airplay. You don't have to worry about airplay. Because we play here on the Sun Radio. We'll pass it along to other radio stations that play your type of music. So we come across other radio stations, they play your... Because if you're a country artist, I know other radios, but they don't play country. You understand what I'm saying? So if we find other hosts, other radio hosts, other DJ, radio DJs that play country, you could pass your music along to them, and they can start playing it. We're trying to help you out to get your music career off the ground. That's what we're trying to do here at Stardom and Black Oak Forever Foundation. We're trying to get help you get your music career off the ground. Because I know it's not cheap to put music. People think, you know, oh, the easy route is being independent. Yeah, it is if you have the money to do so. This is why people sign up because the labels take care of all of that. Studio time, they take care of that. Person putting the single out, they take care of that. Even though in the end, you will be paying them back for everything they've done for you, but still and all, they take care of all of that, so you don't have to stress about all of that. So, you're an artist, doesn't matter the genre, you're going to go to rollthestardom.net, you're going to send the message, put your government name, your artist name, the genre you're performing, if you have videos of you performing, snippet of you singing, a soundbite of you singing, attach that, and we will check it out. And we'll check it out. Decide what we choose, and when we decide on who we choose, you again, we commence to get that single out. Now, if you're not a songwriter, so there's some people who can sing, but they're not songwriters. You'll find to find a person that wouldn't mind helping out. Find a songwriter that wouldn't mind helping out, writing you a song, your first single. If you do write, then you just find, if you don't have access to a producer, you try to find your producer that can help you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. We're going to block forever. Just BLAKOKE forever.com. You will see, you buy something from the store. It helps. The money goes to the foundation, since the foundation is part of this initiative, we use to help the artists. We have other initiatives as well. And, yeah. So, yeah. Come out of there. If you're how do I put this? So if you're on the bout, you know what? I miss the show. I miss the indie experience. You can Google Rollerstar Radio and a bunch of platforms will pop up that you can listen to Rollerstar Radio. And one of them is Radio Public. Another one is IVFM. Right? It's Radio Public and IVFM. So, every once in a while, news is added, and I always post to Instagram. I always post to Instagram first. That you can listen to radio on these platforms. Back to blogshowradio.com, besides Rollerstar, that's where all the shows are archived. But if you forget that we're on Blogshow and you're out in the book, then you don't want to hear experiences from Rollerstar Radio. Google Rollerstar Radio. That one will pop up and you can listen to that platform. And sometimes you may pick an indie experience where you may hear some country. You may hear some old school. You never know what you're going to do. Because, like I said, the station plays everything. If you ask some classical on the board, you would hear classical. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yep. So, yeah. You want to tune into the promotion business show on Rollerstar the Radio. Yep. Every third Wednesday month, and the next one is in February, and I'm going to give you the date. Just give me a minute. Okay. Date. This February. 15th of February is the next one. So mark out on your calendar. The next promotional business show is February 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, and I say this all the time, you can't make the show. You can always email me. You always send me by going to roll.net, message there, all your info about your business, and promote it for you. You don't have to call in. You could just send the info over, and I'll promote it for you, because I know some people, you know, it's their, I get it for work, so I don't mind promoting it for you. You know, if you're like a company like products, if you have a website for your products, I can go to your website and tell them. And, yeah, now it's other people. So, if you remember me last year mentioning SRP Nails, well, SRP Nails has done a branding change. They are SRP Beauty Collection. They still do nail polish, but add other stuff. The website is at SRP Nails. Okay. So, like I said, they went from being just nail polish to a nail polish. They are now SRP Beauty Collection. And so you still can get the nail polishes I mentioned a long time ago. You still get the nail polishes. So we got Living, Latte, Pia, Milky, Wowza, Cookie and Cream. These are the name of the nail polishes. Everlasting, Midship, Berries and Cream. Those are the new colors. And they also do mystery box. And what a mystery box is I think the mystery box is everything that they sell on the website, but you don't know what you're getting. You might get a few colors of nail polish. So, they have hair care, skin care, body care. Let's check out the body care. In the body care, you go to spnails.com. In the body care section, they have shea butter, sugar scrub. Shea butter is 25, the sugar scrub is 25. Then we have the hair care. In the hair care section, we have hair oil and beard oil. Okay. This section, we have facial oil. And you can get gift cards. So if you want to give somebody some SRP, they have the mystery box. So mystery box is $75, but it's $100 value filled with SRP Beauty Collection goodies. So like I said, all the products I just mentioned will be in that mystery box. And all those products will add up $100 that you're only getting for $75. How dope is that? And this is a black-owned company. A woman It's a woman, a black-owned woman company, because it's right now. And, yeah. So, yeah. And I think, so, for the nail polishes, they have bundles, so you can get duos, trios, quads, four. A treat, well, for the bad, but, so. And you got other colors that they have is mimosa, bubbly, mojito. You got the top coat. Lavender lemonade, drink by the pool, guest brunch, base coat, I'm here. You have taxi lemon, botanical garden. There's a winter collection that you can get for $60 because the polishes are $14 a piece. Some of them are $14. We got cuticle oil, which is 18. So the nail polish colors are 14. Stuck on you base coat is 18. And I think the top coat is also 18. But those are the only ones that are 18. And when you think of, so you say $14 a bottle, right? So you say, I could go to discount store or a beauty supply store and get nail polish that's cheaper than that. I'm not spending $14 for a bottle of nail polish. But see, not get it, you know, owning an online store, you want to make your prices reasonable. For one, for the customer. Two, you also want to hit it at a point where you a profit. You also make a profit in doing so when you're picking up what price you want your item. So, let's see. That's 28. That's 28. And then, say you get two. That's $28 because each bottle is $14. And you get, and then there's a coupon there for 10% off. Right? That's a good thing. And the same thing with the online store that I own. If you go to BlackBookForever.com online, my online store, BlackBookForever.com, at the top, you will see a promo code. And the promo code is for free shipping. So, like, you buy an item, and you get free shipping. One of these days, I think what I'm going to do is, for my online store, is ask one of the other ones will start. But for what I want, one of these days, what I might do is I think I'm going to do the free shipping plus a 10% discount code. So that meaning you can use both when ordering. I think I'm going to do both, but one's going to be posted on the site. The other one, you will have to contact to get the other code. Because if you're buying just one item, I'm not giving you a 10% discount code. Like, if you're buying let's say a mug. The mug is $14.99. I'm not going to give you a 10% discount code to take off on the mug and give you shipping. No. If you buy more than one item, if you're going to purchase more than one item, I would do the 10%. Only if you're purchasing two more items, if you're purchasing two or more items, then I will give you the 10%. Only if you have to show me that you're, before you, like, pay for your stuff, you're purchasing more than one item to get the 10% discount code. I'm being nice like that. I have to be nice like that. Because this way, by doing it this way, you kind of sell more stuff. So say, like, if you get a mug, get a mug and a hat. We have the Black Oak Forever Foundation hat, which is $29.99 plus a mug. You get about $40-something, about close to $40-something. Let me come out of here. I'm gonna tell you. $22.99 plus close to $47.98, and then you gotta add the tax. So if the tax, let's say $1 and change, so you're gonna pay $39 and change for your total items. Right. And then the track with that, track 10%. So it's dropping down to $34. Dropping down to $34 from $39 to $34. Of course, I'll give a big of a discount, but because the prices as reasonable that paid, that was to drop it any lower, I wouldn't even make a profit. And remember, the was created so that you can buy items from the store and it'll help raise money for the foundation. We have going on in the foundation that we can implement them. So yeah, it'll drop down to 39 to 34 depending on what the tax is. Yeah. And, yeah. And as I see on radio, we're starting radios on Radio Public. And, so yeah. If anyone's called in, no one's called in. As of yet, we still got some time. So I need you to check out this artist. I play this artist all the time. It's Morel, second album for Honor and Will 2. You can check it out website. I think it's adol11.com. Let me make sure that's it. Just getting it here. Got a lot of tabs open. I need to close them. Admin11.com. Yep. Honor World is out now, and you can go to admin11.com and check it out. You can listen to it on there as well as, I think you can purchase it through here. Let's see. Can you purchase through here? Let me see. Music videos are listed up here. Okay. Now, album, okay, if you want to buy the album, album is only $15. That's not bad. $15. I'll tell you how many tracks on the album. There is, hold on one sec. I'll tell you, let me look at this. Album has, there's 10 tracks on the album. 10 tracks. You got a song called Lost Files, The Moment, Last Chapter, My Own Way, World Walk, Birthday, Boots Around, Afternoon, No Ceiling, and then there's an intro to the album. And the album is Honor and Will. $10. So, and you can listen to the album on the site. So, and you can buy track by track. You can buy a song. You just want to one song. Let's say you want to listen to Afghan. Like it, you want it only costs you $2 to buy the song after the pain. If you just want the song, yeah. If you just want the song, and it costs you $2. And like I said, the whole album is $15. And I guess you click. Okay, let me see. You click buy the album. $15. And then you just click continue. And then I guess take you to where you can purchase the album. And like I said, the album is called Honor Will 2 by Admin. We here at Rosa Song, always support Admiral. That's the artist you always want to support. You always want to hear music from that artist. And you got music. You can check out the music videos done by Pharrell. All the videos and mixtapes is up here. Different albums. Now, admin11.com. What I want to do, I think I might add tabs to the Road to Stardom down to where you, the artists who reach, so I can, because you know sometimes you don't have space, but you know, on your page. But I think what I want to do is, or create Western music. Yes, just for music. So the artist, so like we're doing initiatives. So the artist that we help, the song will be on the site. The artist can put it up on their site, and we'll put it up on the site where we have the music of the artist. So, if anyone, let's say, like I said, Amarell's site, right? The album is there. You click on it. It takes you to purchase the album. So, what we are going to do, since we have the initiative, putting up a site. So, all the artists we help, at one, like I said, we're only doing singles. We're not doing a whole album. We're just singles. So that's, we will put it on a site. The artist will put it up on wherever they want to put it, but we're going to put it on the site that not only the artist make money from it, they can, the song will also help raise money for the foundation. Of course, we will have a discussion with the artist, you know, if they don't mind. So, that us having, we already have a copy for the play on the station, but we want to use the song as well to help raise, so people from, let's say they go to Rockstarring by next, right? And the song is up there, and you click on it, you click, right, it's not like the song that you can buy it from right on the site, and the money that is from the song on the site goes to the foundation, and whatever money the artist makes putting it on whatever site they want to put it on, that's there. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So it's like your song, not only did we help you get the song out there, but we're also, you're helping with the song raise money for the foundation. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to take a music break, and what, you know what? I'm going to play some Ventures Run Out of You. And when I come back, we'll have some more discussion on, we'll just promote your business show. Oops. Here we go, Ventures Run Out of You.
Look what the wind
with y'all. That was the show right there. Running out of you. Running, I'm running, running out of you. I'm running, running out of you. None of you. My song. I saw them perform live years ago, and I've been a fan ever since. That is my song. I've been playing this song. And another song they have is Another Man's Words. And another song like, that they have is called Gracefully. Gracefully sounds pretty old to me. That one about a woman believing when another man's telling her about her man. He said, tell me why would you believe another man's word over mine? See? That is true. Like, if you're dating someone, especially if a dude comes up to you and tell you about your man, there's something fishy about that. To me, there's something fishy about that. And the reason why I say that is because as a man, why are you coming and telling me about my man? One, you don't like him. Or two, you. That's the only reason I can think why a man would come tell you about the guy you're dating, especially if he knows the man. And especially if this knows your man, and they wanted to get with you, but out to you first, or they don't like that man. I've seen it where my friend would tell her about their man, like, girl, he be cheating on you. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but he be cheating. And now that they could be lying, because I've seen her do it, to tell their friend, yeah, she cheating on you. Why she be cheating on you, and it won't even be true. But the only reason I'm doing it because they want it. You know, when you got people with what you have, so, and this is why I say the women start telling your friends about what's going on between your men. They're sexual. Because you got those friends, you telling her that it's good, she'll try it. So she needs them to be able to try it by telling your man that you're doing him dirty when you're not, just so that it'll be in a vulnerable state that he will believe it and then want to be with your friend. But see, what you're saying is that same friend went to you, that went to and lies about you to break you up, is going to still be hanging around you knowing you're going behind you trying to break up your man. So you are tuning into World of Sound Radio. This is the Promote Your Business Show. This is 101. Now, December was 100 shows. That is a milestone. That is a milestone. When you hit 100, that is a milestone in anything. You know, that is a milestone. And I love it. Let's see. We're in 2023. I was saying 2020. Let's see. I'll say by 20. Let's see. Because this show is every third Wednesday of every month. It's once a month, right? So you get. I'm saying 20, I won't say 25 because I said when we hit 500 to be on this show, just the show and have 500 episodes. You understand what I'm saying? A radio show, the hit the 500 mark. We don't get too many. A lot of people who start in radio are not doing radio. Might not be doing radio anymore. But you might say, oh, you know, you want to do better things. You want to move on to better things, but I started this station in 2012. Not 2012. I started this 12 years, and already one show that I found hit. Well, in the experience is thing has passed this. If I put numbers next to every show I did, I think. 2010 till now, I've done. Let me pull it up. 2010 now, I've done. Dashboard. And my eyes. So, 2010 to now, I've done 4,768 shows. Yep. 2010, I've done 4,768. Eight shows. How dope is that? 5,000. So, and let's see. Let's type in. Let's see here. Because with the indie experience, I gotta be past 500 episodes. Because remember, the show comes in 3 times a week. It started 4 times a week. Before I started on BOE, Major Today Airways, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was the indie experience. And when I started doing BOE, I set the indie experience out for Wednesday, put BOE in the space, and then it was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Thing. So, let's see here. So, like I said, the first episode is, so the index didn't happen until inexperienced until 2012. If I'm looking at right, the ending experience didn't happen until 2012. But it is that, so you say, from 2012, from 2012 to now, from 2012 to now, man's what, 2020. Open up my calendar again. Let's clear it. That's not. Yeah. That's not. Okay, let's see. There's 64 pages. So you have to 64 pages of the experience that I have archived. And on each page let's see, each page has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So let's see, 1, 2. So let's see. Like I said in the beginning, it's 4 days for the week and not 3. So we have to, so when you think about it, so it's 4 days in April, 4 days in May, that's 8. Okay, so I got 4 in April. Got 4 in April. 2 in May. 4 in, no, 6. No. 5 in June. So we got 4 in April. 2 in May. 5 in June. So we know 4 9. We add it to 11. Right, that's 7 so far. No one. Wait, I think I have more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's 7. So 4, 7 is 11. And you add 2. That's 13. July makes 14. So the first page is total 14 on the first page. So that's 14 episodes. Right? So you figure if each page has 14 on it, and it's, oh, yeah, that's a lot of math, but I'd be past 100 episodes already. If each page, there's 64 pages, and if there's 14 episodes on each page, let's see here. Let's clear this. Let's say 4. That is 896. So at this point, I'm at 896 episodes at this point for one show. know I'm at 896 episodes. Every page is 14 episodes. And it's pages. That is 896 shows of the Indie Experience. 896. Do you see 12-year period? That's 896 shows of one show. How many people do you know that have done radio say they have 896 shows of one show, just one show, archived? Because every show I've ever done archived, and you got to go to blogshowradio.com to get the earlier episodes, but recent episodes I post all over on different. Yep. That's a lot. And I think the Indie Experience out of all my shows is the most popular. So I guess I'm going to have the time to call it a night. I'm going to still promote business regardless of calling or not. It's all good. But yeah. That in itself, when to hit 500 shows, you watching TV and 100th episode, there's 500 episode. That's a milestone. There's not a lot of shows last long. Let's see. So we at 86. So when I need 104 more shows to hit 1,000. I need 104 shows to hit 1,000. More shows. And now, and this one show, the Indie Experience, be at 1,000 episodes. At 1,000 episodes. So the next after y'all, you know, Indie Experience for the best in the music. Don't know how long with the music, just know it's gonna be. Music. We want to be great music. What else? You know what? I think I'm going to end a little bit early today. And if you don't want to shop at our online store, always send a donation to Forever. We're going to go paypal.me/blackokoke blackokoke blackoke. Cash App is $ BOF Foundation. Let me see here. I'm trying to see something here. Oh. spelling words wrong. Okay. So I put the Cash App and the Google to see if the foundation would come up, and it didn't. That's crazy, though. So, another foundation that is BOS, that instead of BOF, and it's about Chick-fil-A. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh, excuse me for the yawning, y'all, but that, to me, that's hilarious. When you try to do a search for something, and let me try it again. Let me try to, because you know on the phone, that's the phone, so I want to see if it comes up as a Cash App. So there's another foundation called Bukola, that's BOFF. Let me see. Let me see here. What's crazy is I put, you know what's crazy? Is that, you know, doing search and whatever I'm going to search is bringing up other stuff, but not what you're looking for. I put BF. I didn't put no B-O-F, I put B-O-F, so B-O-F should come up when I was going through Safari. So what I'm right is, it is, but it's all cap. Oh, so I think because I put all lowercase, that's why it didn't show up in the search. So if I put all caps, would it show up in the search? Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Nope. That's still like. It didn't come up, but it is BOF Foundation. Foundation part is the only thing counts, but still. So, let's see something here. I want to see, do I have to put the sign? Oh, I gotta put the sign. Now, search. It does come up. Okay. It does come up. So without the dollar sign, anybody you're looking for on Cash App, you will not be able to find. So for the Foundation. There is a cat. It's B-O-S-S Foundation. And you can send money there. Go to the foundation. Demo, you put, like, let me check. Yeah, there is a site where you what it's for. And you can say donation, foundation, donation for the Help Arts Initiative. You know, you put that in there. So, yeah. So, it's only PayPal and Cash Black Oak Foundation. I'm going to make a donation. If you can't remember that the PayPal is Black Forever, you can always go to blackoakforever@gmail.com and you can put that in when you're on PayPal. Let's see here. That in. Sure, like I said in the make sure section you put what it's for. If we don't put it, we don't know. We're like, why is this person sending money? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you sending money? Right? So, I'm going to call it a night. So, yeah. I appreciate you for watching with your girl, Keep Rockin' Roll. I'm going to start the video. The next television show is February 15th. That's a nice Easter. Yeah, it's a business owner. Any more something to promote, you can call into the show at 347-202-3318. So I'm an artist with any music player in the station. Or you can me up at 201-399-2014 or hit me up at rose.net. If you are an artist and want to be one of the artists chosen for the Help an Artist Initiative, go to start.net. Yep. It's your government name, your artist name, the genre you in any clips or snippets of singing so me and the panel can listen and determine if we choose you. That's what genre, like I said, the genre of the matter. We all about helping artists. If you're not a songwriter, the word out there, we're looking for support help the initiative as well as producer. No one might want to, you know, help with the initiative. Once we get squared away, we pick the artist and the producer will work together and create a song. We'll play on the stage. Yep. We'll play the station. Just remember, when you get airplay, silently, you always got airplay. You need to be like Payne. Every month he sends a set of songs because this music he is dropping for the month. So he sends songs he's dropping for the month for me to play. And I just got some new ones today. I just saw some new ones in my email today. You can send it yesterday. I just saw it today. And tomorrow upload them, I'll be playing on the station, just like the rest of the music he sends me. And if not, the song I love the most is Janetta Bradley, Catch Me If You Can. One song I play a lot. Yep. And if you don't hear it, it's because of the genre. I'm not playing the song because the song doesn't fit in the genre I'm playing. You understand what I'm saying? So if I say, oh, it's my favorite song, I play it a lot. If you don't hear it, it's because that particular show, I'm not playing country. Or whatever show you're tuned in on that day, I'm playing country. So I may not hear the tune. Certain songs I love playing, you don't hear because I'm not playing that genre of music. So when I play that genre of music, you would play that song, but I play that song for you. I like, catch me if you can. Yep, another breath. Here we go. Alright, so that was back right there, Catch Me If You Can. And I'm going to say peace. Good night, y'all.